Welcome to another episode of Journey to the Rise. I'm your host, Lucretia. What do you do when God tells you to go into a direction you never thought of or experienced before? When God told our guest, B, to start a TikTok, her strong faith pushed her to start a TikTok account and begin to make videos. That not only brought her to having a presence on YouTube and all the social media platforms, but it has, at the time of this recording, brought her almost 2 million followers on TikTok. She has become internationally known and recognized, and she's a newly published author and has beautiful and powerful messages that she shares on TikTok and YouTube. B is a vibrant ray of light, so let's get started. Please welcome my guest, B Fletcher. Today we talk with an incredibly uplifting woman who has a beautiful spirit, a zest for life, shares her motivation and spiritual messages on TikTok, YouTube, and more. And today we get to discover where this zest comes from. Faye, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here, and I'm so grateful that you asked me to be a part of this amazing day, this amazing interview. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. So I just wanted to kick off, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Nashville, Tennessee. I was born in 1965. It's a family of seven. I grew up with my mom, my dad, and my sisters.
Wow, that's amazing. Was there anything in your childhood or your upbringing that helped you to develop in who you are today?
I think it was really my upbringing. We was a very close-knit family, and we still are. And my mom and dad, we always went to church. So I think introducing faith into our lives made me what I am today. Because when I knew I had something to lean on, like God, that's who I believe in, then I knew whatever I wanted to do or ventured out to do, I knew I wasn't alone. I was never alone. So I think that's my biggest takeaway from just being in a close-knit family and having faith introduced in my life.
Yeah.
At the beginning.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
Thank you. I often say that because sometimes on my platform, you know, we'll have people that are believers and we'll have individuals that are non-believers. But I always say when they're on there, that's okay because everyone is welcome. Because I tell them, I'm a believer because I was raised to be a believer. Yeah. But then I always give them a way to look at it. I said, well, if I get to the end of my journey and when I expire and I meet my maker and God will say, well done, come on home. I said, because I'm a believer. I say now, and if I get to the end of my journey and you are correct, the non-believer is correct, and then it's just like poof, be gone. Either way, I'm gonna be good. Yeah. So I told them. So if they get to the end of their journey, and I'm right, they're not gonna be good. So I told them either way, I'm gonna be, you know, right.
Yeah.
You know, that's how I look at it.
That's beautiful, and you give them the space to be who they are.
Exactly. That's what it's about in life, because it's so many. We are in this world together. You know, and I always tell everyone, we are family. We might not be tied by blood, but we should definitely be tied by love. But if you are a believer, we are tied by blood.
Yeah.
So that's very important, you know, to get to that space to say, hey, we are all the same. We are human.
Exactly.
We are human. We're all the same.
Mm-hmm.
We just go through different things in our lives. We have different cultures, which are so amazing and so unique. I try to tell everyone, you know, it's about branching out, getting to know other people.
100%. Yes. And there's so much to be gained when you walk your life that way. Like, I love finding people who are not like me because I want to learn from them. Like, what can you teach me? What can I learn from you? What can I gain here?
Exactly. Because when we cut other individuals off, when we ostracize groups of people, we really cut off our learning, our education, you know, and they don't even, a lot of people, that times they don't realize that, because we need each other. Mm-hmm. We need each other for this journey in life, because together we are better together. We learn from each other. We grow together And we have so much to pour out into each other.
Right.
But we have to be open to receive it.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Amen. Non-judgmental and just open to it.
Right.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. So after high school, where did life lead you?
Well, after high school, I went to college. I went to college because I've always been a caregiver, a helper, desiring to help individuals. My thought is every day we should all be saying, Lord, what can I do this day to help somebody along their way that has perhaps lost their way, their path? So I always knew I was supposed to be a helper, you know, because I do truly believe the greatest people in this world are those who can serve others. Mm-hmm. No matter what your lot in life is, whether you're a doctor or waitress, whatever, to me, neither one is more important than the other. Both should think of themselves as servants. So when I got out of high school, I went to college, and when I went to college, I majored in nursing, and then I said, I don't really know if I want to commit 4 years into being an RN. And so then I went to a 6 month CNT, which is Certified Nursing Technician. Mm-hmm. And so that's, anybody know about nursing technician or nursing assistants? To me, they're one and the same. You are one-on-one caregiver. And so that's what I did for probably about 8 years. I worked at the public health department, and I actually went out to people's homes, got them ready,
wow,
gave them baths, got them acclimated until the day, to get their day started. So to me, that was rewarding and fulfilling. But as y'all know, in life, people always look at you and have a perception of, oh, she does that, oh, because to me, there's no job that's demeaning or degrading. But because of other individuals' limited thinking,
mm-hmm,
they'll probably things on you. But we have to, whatever people say, you can't let it stick, because to me, I know there was purpose there. I really enjoyed it, doing it. So I worked at the health department for like 8 years, probably a little over 8 years. And then I started my own business, which was childcare business. And mm-hmm, so I did that. And I did that for probably over 2 decades or longer.
Oh my gosh.
And so I did that a long time,
yeah,
but still I was in the caregiving. That was caregiving.
Oh, absolutely.
Because my childcare center wasn't just caring for the children, but I cared for the neighborhood. I cared for the neighborhood, and the neighborhood that I was in, I started my business in the neighborhood where I grew up in. Now, where I grew up in, it was what we call the ghetto. It was, you know, it was a poor area. But believe it or not, we would live there, but I didn't even know we was poor. So
right,
that was a blessing. I mean, we had everything. To me, we had everything.
Right.
But, and I remember in the third grade, they started busing. You know, we had to go to different sides of the town. They started busing, but I thought that was a good thing. So what people don't realize is when you're able to see better, you can reach for better. Because I remember we was taking a bus ride, and I'm looking around, and I'm seeing all these large homes, you know, nice homes and stuff. So I could see better. And when mm-hmm, you can see better, you can reach for better. But,
right,
you know, some people, you know, they say, oh, they shouldn't have did the bus, and they shouldn't, you know. But to me, it was a good thing. It was a good thing. And, yeah, so I did the daycare business. And we, oh, yeah, we had people over in the ghetto where I was from, and even when I, like I said, I started my business there. So they would come to the daycare. I would have like, they could ring the bell. They would come to the daycare. These are people that did crimes against nature. They were like jumping in out of cars. They were on drugs. And I tell anybody, the goal is to, what can I do to make someone's life a little better?
Yeah.
And I remember this particular day, I was out in front of the daycare and I was planting flowers. And this lady that always walked up and down the front of the daycare, jumping in and out of cars, doing crimes against nature, she said, do you have anything I can do to make some money? In my head, I was like, oh, I'm going to find you something to do. So from that day forth, we developed a relationship. We developed a relationship. Whatever, like for instance, I used to, like cut the grass at the daycare, cut the grass at my home. So I started letting her help me. So we were just, I started letting her help me and giving her, she would come to the daycare on a regular basis, ring the doorbell. Miss Betty, you have anything for me to do? I said, yeah, I'm gonna give you a bag. You can pick up paper in the neighborhood, you know, around the daycare and stuff. So I tell anybody, just by the grace of God, it wasn't me or someone else. Think about it. Mm-hmm. So what's more important than anything is if we can administer abundant love, social and psychological support to everyone we meet, period. Mm-hmm. So she realized as our relationship developed that I cared about her. My goal was to meet her immediate need. I knew she was addicted to drugs. I knew she was jumping in and out of cars to feed that addiction. So my goal was to meet her immediate need, where you have the naysayers. Oh, I would let the people come to my daycare, ringing the bell and blah, do this, da, da, da. And I'm thinking in my head, this is what I was thinking in my head, the humanist part of me, thinking, that's why you don't have a business. Everything is about helping. And so even to this day, right now, to this day, she's free from drugs, she's married, and she doesn't look like what she's been through. Yeah. So saying that is, we got to be aware of how we show up each and every day. People don't care about what you know. People don't care about what you have. They care about how you make them feel. Mm-hmm. They care about, do I really matter? Think about it. And she mattered to me because I knew it was my goal to get her back to where she needed to be. So that was my story, and my business was less how I was. It wasn't just a child care. I cared for the whole neighborhood. People that had multiple children, I would make sure I ordered extra milk. I would take it to their homes. Mm-hmm. And then now I couldn't save everybody because I had two individuals that they would come regular. And the daycare was like an enclosed, it had an enclosed back porch where the kids were in the front. And so they couldn't get to the children, of course, because you know you can't mix, you know how it was very strict with the daycare. But anyway, I had some people that would come, two gentlemen that would come, that we built a relationship. They would come and I would fix them food because I had people that worked with me at the daycare. So they doing working with the children. I'm in the kitchen fixing them food. So they'll come, they wouldn't come all at once, just like one at a time, sitting, and I'll fix them some food. They would eat on the back porch. Mm-hmm. And so the main thing was, those two people, I didn't get to save, but I remember so vividly when the end came for each one of them, and it was like, they would always come, you got $2 or $3? I'm hungry. And then one day it was like, I said, you want something to eat? No, you got $2 or $3. You see what I'm saying? So it was like that weekend he passed away. He passed away. And then like another one, I mean, they used to do all kind of things. I'm talking about all kind of stuff. They used to do all kind of stuff for us. A person that's on drugs, they're not in control of what they're going to do. So I was giving things to do, like, can you go to the store for me? Because we had a store in the neighborhood. And I remember one particular gentleman, he didn't come back. So that whole, for about a month, he avoided me. He wouldn't even come down the street where the daycare was. But then he would call me B. He didn't find himself. Miss B, I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? Of course, I welcomed him back because I knew he was addicted to drugs. You know, I'm just trying him out. He was addicted to drugs. And for the longest time, he was, I didn't know he couldn't read, but he couldn't read. So I'm like, I met him. He was living in a box. And I was like, why are you, I wanted to know what was going on with him. And he told me he used to work for the railroad and stuff and for a long time, a whole lot of years. And I was like, okay. I said, well, you should have he was talking about, you should have a pension. And I got him started with his money, a pension. And so I remember that's when I found out he couldn't read. So I did the paperwork for him and took him down there and everything. And then they had, I'll never forget this. This is what I'm telling you is going to show you how much I knew he really cared about me. So his at that time, his older brother was living and his niece was living. And so I said, he said, I want you to be, since you helped me get the money, I want you to put your name down to be the beneficiary of his you know, the pension. Aww. I said, no. I'm going to put your oldest brother down and I'm going to put your niece down. And so I did that. And so he started getting a regular check, but he couldn't do it because he couldn't read it. Nobody took the opportunity.
Yeah.
So one day, this is when he passed away. He came to the daycare. B, I want you to, can you change the, he wanted me to change the, you know, the who's going to be the recipient. And I said, he said, I don't want them to get my money. I don't want her to get my money. Because then the older brother had then died and it was just the niece. So then after that weekend, he passed away. But he was saying is, it's like he knew he was leaving here.
Yeah.
But he came in that weekend, and that by that Monday, he was gone. He had passed on to the other side. Oh, so that just showed me how much he thought about me.
Right.
So that's wow.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Bea shares why she started to make videos on TikTok. Do you need to unplug? What if you could step away from the noise and into stillness? Come stay with us. The sky is big, the nights are quiet, and peace is something you can actually feel. No crowds, no chaos, just open skies, quiet mornings, feel the flowers and stars that light up the sky. At Stargazer Farms WI, located in Northwest Wisconsin, this working farm is opening the gates to a truly unique retreat experience. They are now offering a limited number of overnight retreat experiences starting in 2026. And you can pre-book your stay now for a peaceful escape designed to restore your spirit and reconnect you with nature. This isn't a packed campground. It's a private, quiet reset. Just you, the wide open sky, fresh air, and a place to breathe again. Consider it your personal pause button. Customize your stay with add-ons like flower field picnics, artist care kits, massages, mini photo sessions, or even kayaks with delivery and pickup to a nearby lake for a peaceful paddle. It's the kind of place that reminds you of who you are beneath the stress, the schedule, and the noise. Spots are extremely limited, so they're offering early booking now as part of a fundraising effort to help build this experience from the ground up. Come for the flowers. Stay for the stars. Visit www.stargazerfarmswi.com to find out more and reserve your future stay. Be the first to stay at Stargazer Farms WI and support this dream as it blooms. If a picture is worth 1,000 words, what is the story your photo is telling? Guru Boss Photography, a portrait photographer and visual storyteller based in Northwest Wisconsin. Whether you're a small business owner needing professional headshots or personal branding designed to help entrepreneurs show up with confidence, or a high school senior ready to celebrate this milestone, or a couple wanting to capture your connection, Guru Boss Photography creates photography experiences that feel relaxed, personal, and real. No stiff poses, no pressure, just images that reflect you. And if you're a woman in your 40s, 50s, or 60s and beyond, you are invited to be part of their 40 Over 40 project, a one-of-a-kind portrait experience celebrating confidence, wisdom, and the beauty of aging. If you're ready for photos that feel like you, let's tell your story. Visit www.girlbossphotography.com or find them on Instagram at girlbossphotography615 to book your session. Welcome back. We return to the conversation and Bea shares how her love for writing brought her on an unexpected journey to becoming a published author. You have this, you're like a lemon. You just have this beautiful zest for life. Like, where does the zest and energy that you have for life come from?
Oh, I think it's, I definitely know it's my faith. I definitely know it's my faith because I tell anybody, if we can learn to stay in this moment, second, minute, hour of this day, before it goes away, and enjoy everything about this moment. Because think about it. A lot of times we're running into tomorrow like, oh, I got to do this tomorrow. I got to do this. Or we're thinking about yesterday. Well, you know, I should have did that another way. And when we do that, we rob ourselves of this day. I tell anybody, because a lot of times the people on my platform, they'll talk about, oh, I'm just so anxious. And I tell them, you're anxious because in your head, you're running forward or you're leaning back. Think about it.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's just the simple things that can help us stay balanced in this life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel that if we realized just how short life is,
right,
I think we would run with everything we have inside of us. Think about it, because I believe God birthed each one of us in this world for a reason. There's purpose in each one of us. And I said, Lord, put me in my purpose. And so I know I am in my purpose. So each one of us have to ask ourselves and to ask God, to Lord, put me in my purpose. Put me in my purpose. I don't want to live my life day in and day out not knowing the real reason I was birthed here in this world. Doesn't matter how we entered into this world, mm-hmm. none of us are a mistake. Period. Point blank. Period.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, gosh. So what made you decide to start a TikTok account? Like, where
you
did
would... One day I signed up on TikTok, but I never did anything on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
I just signed up, I guess, to just do the scrolling, but really I wasn't really there. And so one day, I know it was God, it was the Holy Spirit, this is who it was. He told me, whispered to me, I'm laying down there, get up, go outside and say this on video and post it to TikTok.
That's wow. How,
and so I was busy getting ready that morning, and my sister called me on FaceTime, and she was like, what you doing? I said, girl, I got to go get up and go outside. I said, listen to what the Lord told me to say. And then I said, how that sound? And then my niece walked by the camera. She said, hey, babe, hey, babe, good morning. I said, Kara. I said, let me tell you what the Lord told me to say. And so I'm busy getting ready to go outside. And when I went outside and said what the Lord told me to say, I'm going to tell you what he told me to say. And the snow was falling down on me. And I said, I'm just sitting in winter, but I'm not wishing for summer. I'm just sitting in winter. I'm just enjoying the moment. So no matter what season you may find yourself in, don't wish for another, because when you're wishing for another, you're missing out on the other. Hashtag speaking from the heart, B. Fletcher. So that's how it started.
That's so
good. Everything that comes to me, I say it's the Holy Spirit. And what I have learned, I said, wow, it's always a message in what I'm saying. So I knew that's who it came from. And that's why it blew up, because I was being obedient. Now, if I would have said, I ain't getting up now, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do it, and you know, it wouldn't have been snowing on me. It was snowing. I'm saying it just snow just falling down on me. And that's actually how it started. Wow. And the Holy Spirit came to me, told me to do that. And then he told me, you're going to be speaking to people all over the world. Me in my humanness, in my brain, like, well, you know, I'm like flying like that. You know, I'm thinking I'm going to fly here and fly there. So once I blew up on TikTok, the Holy Spirit came back to me and said, you're doing it. And I'm thinking, oh, wow, I am talking to people all over the world. So what we have to realize is when the Holy Spirit comes to us, giving us things about us, things to do, we don't need to be trying to figure it out in our humanness. We need to just say, okay, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. I know it's going to come to fruition. And also, another thing the Holy Spirit said that I'm not going to say what he told me, because he told me at 64, something's going to happen at 64. And I'm like, okay, but I'm not going to doubt it. I'm not going to doubt it. You know why I'm not going to doubt it? Because I know too much about him. He done already showed himself to me, showing me, hey, I told you to do this. You was obedient. Hey, I told you I'm going to be speaking to people all over the world where I, in my humanist thought, I can't see me flying here and there and everywhere. but not knowing that I was going to be doing it through social media, talking right. to people all over the world. Yeah. So it's about being obedient.
And you listened, and like you said, you gained your following really quickly, and you're getting recognized everywhere. So what is it like for you to, like, you've touched so many lives?
To me, it wasn't me. It was the God in me. It wasn't me. It was the God in me. Because think about it. I'm just a little old me.
Yeah.
Sitting here in Tennessee. Think about it. It was the God in me. Because God said in his word, if we open our mouths, he said he will speak the words for us. We got to believe no matter what we are going through, what we are walking through. We got to remember the best is yet to be, not just for me, but for you as well. If we can let go of all of the negativity and learn to see, not just with the natural eye, but see what's coming from our hearts. You know, I know if we all could just learn to get along, actually,
right.
you know, to say, hey, this is who I am. I want to know about who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it to me, it's not hard showing up being excellent right. each and every day. I mean, we'll have our off days, meaning we might have our missteps, our slip ups, but just get back on track. Because if we don't take care of us, our emotions, our inner turmoil, if we don't kill those evil things that rise up in us, which I call self, you know, you're in self, you're prideful, you're all this. If you don't kill that inner self, I said, Lord, decrease in me so that you might increase in me each and every day. So if I take care of myself before I leave my home each day, then I can take care of each one of you. Meaning, if you're having a bad day, you know, I might accidentally bump into you, or you might call me out my name, but I can give you grace
mm-hmm.
because I know you're struggling with something. Right. If I'm able to show you my light, then I can help you pull yourself back to the light. But if I get caught up in your madness and confusion, then think about it. Then nobody's going to be able to tell who is healed and who is broken.
Right.
So that's the goal every day. And I always, like, when you get ready to go, leave your home, stick your hand out to open the door. And I pray each one of you are living in a home. A mm-hmm. home is where peace and love resides.
Right.
Get there. By any means necessary. Think about it. Mm-hmm. Now, a house is where chaos and confusion is. Think about it. So when I leave my home, I'll turn the handle on my door. I said, Lord, make me invisible. Make me invisible to those who seek to do me harm.
That's good.
Because God, thank you. God is able to hide us in plain view.
Right.
Somebody's out there finna do something malicious and they walk right past you. So thank you, Lord. You hid me. You hid me in plain view. Because I believe if you believe it, you can receive it. No matter no matter how big it is. See, I believe we don't have a lot of the things that we desire to have or even the things that we need because I think we don't know how to pray crazy big. Pray crazy big. Stop trying to pray prayers and trying to figure it out with your income. Like, okay, Lord, they said I qualify for this $100,000 home. That's what I'm gonna get. No, Lord, no, no. I know what I qualify, but I know you own everything. I know I'm in the bloodline. You know, so yeah, you got to be strong, forceful, and stand on God's promises. Yeah. I'll say anybody know God's word so that you're able to speak His word back. To him, when you're in a world of confusion, don't know which way to go, you're worrying. I tell anybody, faith and fear can never coexist, period. So if you're saying you have faith, but you're worried, that's a lie. That's not true. because they don't work together. So you have to be able to speak God's words back to him. Say, Lord, you said in your word that you would keep me in perfect peace if I keep my mind stayed on you. You know, I rebuke it in the mighty name of Jesus. When the negative thoughts come in your head, think about it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't take a lot to change our situations, period.
Right.
It starts inside you with the made up mind. Okay, I'm going to do this. You know, a lot of people say, oh, every day is like blog. Change your thoughts and your actions shall follow. Change the things you're telling yourself. Think about it. That's where faith comes in. Yes, mm-hmm. if we change our thoughts, you know, and rebuke negativity, that's where our faith comes in.
Yeah. Oh, you're so right.
Thank you.
And in one of your messages, you shared, live before you die.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, can we just go into that a little bit? Because that moved me, like when I saw that message you shared.
Thank you. Because I tell people, stop sitting around waiting to die.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to sneak up on you before you realize it. Get busy living. Yes. Learn to live before you die. Think about it. I am 60 years old, or should I say 60 years young. So I have more time behind me than in front of me. Think about it. And then think about it. Even though you may be younger than me, you know, the most of the people I talk to on my platform, they're real young. They're young. But I'm so grateful that they see a light in me that they want to follow me. Because think about this. Just because they're younger than me doesn't mean that I will expire before them. In the natural order, that's the way it should be. But that's why we got to be mindful of the things that we get caught up in. The people that we have around us. So we got to be aware of that. So to live before you die is every day of your life. When your eyes open, Lord, thank you. That's what you need to be saying. Lord, thank you for my first miracle, my heartbeat. Then begin to speak positive affirmations to yourself about yourself. Tell yourself, I am enough. Tell yourself, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Tell yourself, I am the head and I shall never be the tail. Tell yourself, my time on earth is limited, so I must rise and run each day as if I am limitless, period, point blank, period, mm-hmm. every day. So I think if people realize, we ain't gonna be here forever. We are not gonna live here in time. I call this time. Time is forever, rolling on along. Whether we stand still or get busy living, time is going to pass us by, period. So you might as well put your head up, look to the hills with cometh your help, God Almighty, and be intentional every day on showing up living. Think about it. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of people walking around existing,
right?
But not really living.
Yeah.
So I pray that each one who hears me decide, hey, I'm going to start this day right now, and I'm going to make sure from here to eternity that I actually begin to live, show up each day, being present. Hey, saying, hey, like right now, I know I'm standing here doing this interview with you. You're so awesome and amazing. So I'm here. I'm aware. I'm not like, oh, well, I got to go. I got to do this. No, I'm here in this present moment, and I'm so grateful to be here.
Me too. We are in church today, y'all.
Yes, thank you. Speaking from the heart, be blessed.
Ooh. You also talked in one of your videos, when people do you wrong, don't go after them now. Let God handle it. And I think that's hard for some people. What would you say for someone who is dealing with a person or, you know, is in that kind of situation?
Right. I know exactly what you're talking about. The one I wrote when people do you wrong, don't get them now. Get them in the future. Because when you get them in the future, when you get them in the future, you, no, well, you let them get them, you get them in the future through, naturally I'm going to get it wrong. But I'm saying when you get them in the future, let God handle it. Mm-hmm. Because I did a chuckle at the beginning of my poem I wrote. Because they, you know, when you tell, when you, that's going to get their attention. We said, when people do you wrong, don't get them now. Get them later. Because when you get them now, they'll know it was you.
Yes.
But when you get them in the future, they won't have a clue that it's you. Ha, 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 God, that is. Think about this. Think about this. Stop. Let us stop trying to fight every battle. The battle is not ours. The battle is the Lord's. That's the battle. Think about it. Because God can do more than we could ever do to someone. Think about it. How strong are you if you say, you know what? Okay. I'm going to give you grace on this one. I'm going to give you grace.
Right.
And you turn them over to God. Think about it. Because we got to remember, if we think, if you somebody have done you wrong, just think, okay, this battle is not mine. It's not mine. It's the Lord's. Because I know ain't nothing I could do to you to pay you back for what you have done to me.
Right.
But God can handle you where I can't. So think about it. Don't let anyone change who you are. And I know I've had times when it was challenged, you could get challenged with things. But we have to say, Lord, that's when I really need you to decrease me so that you, God, can increase in me so that I won't try to handle it on my own. So we got to just think in our heads when somebody do us wrong, it's not mine to fight. This is not my battle. I'm giving it to you, God, because you are stronger than I. You can do more to that person. Because in God's word, he did say, vengeance are mine. That's what God said in his word. He said, I will repay. So think about it. That goes back to what I said earlier when I said, y'all need to know the word so you can speak God's word back to him. Yes. Somebody do you wrong? Okay, Lord, I know you said vengeance is vengeance. You said vengeance is mine, said the Lord. So you saying that. So you saying, I need to just sit down somewhere and let you handle it. Let God handle it. So think about that. If you reference God's word and always carry God's word in your heart so that I believe, you know, God said, if you open your mouth, he'll speak the words. He'll give you things to say. But you got to remember, what comes out of your mouth is from your heart. You have to know what is your heart saying?
Mm-hmm. Right.
An angry tongue is a hurt heart. Think about it. Yeah. So whatever's coming out of your mouth, that's what's going, you need a heart transplant. A lot of people need a heart transplant. That's why they don't like other people. That's why everything comes out of their mouth is not of God. So it's time for, if you know you need a heart transplant, it's time for you to say, Lord, here I am just as I am. Lord, make me over. I can't do it in my humanness. I need you to fix the broken places in my life.
Yeah.
Period. And I have a book out. It's called Be Fletcher Speaking from the Heart, Beginning Anew. I would encourage each one of you to run to Amazon and purchase it. Because this is a book that I wrote from my heart. It's an easy read. Trust me, you probably can read it in 20 minutes. But I wrote it as a tool for you to carry around to reference back to. I showed you parts of me that the things that has challenged me, but I got through it because I'm telling you, it's an easy read and easy to understand. It's like this because my followers are young to older. So I want everybody to be able to, because some people, now I tell everybody, you need to be reading 10 pages a day of a book of something you're interested in. Because if you're interested in, usually you'll read more than 10. Right. But I already know, everybody don't like to read. So that's why I had to make it a quick read, an easy read, and an easy to understand. So I believe that if you read the book, my book, really hold on to the nuggets and apply them in your life. They're simple. I bet you your life will change. Your life shall change. Because think about it. You have to work the plan, utilize the tools, and it should work for you. If you're tired of being stuck in your same situation, think about it. And a lot of people think it's like a rocket science of how to start over and begin again. But it's not. It's simple. Right.
Yeah.
Make a conscious decision that this day, from the day going forward, I'm going to be better than I was the previous day's past.
Absolutely. And what made you decide to write this book? I'm really excited about it.
You know what? I started on TikTok on 2021. And ever since I started, everybody was saying, write a book, write a book, write a book, write a book. My fathers have been begging me to write a book, write a book, write a book, write a book. That's how I started. That's how I started. And look how long it took me.
It does take a while. You're not the first author to say that.
You know what I'm saying? So I think it was just a mere... And basically, what's in my book is what I say all the time. Mm. What's in my book is when 2021, once I started talking on my platform, it's what I always say. So if someone has heard me, has followed me for a long time, and they're reading the book, they'll smile because they say, that's B-Flesh speaking with her heart. Because she told us that. Yeah, so...
What was the writing process like for you?
I love writing, believe it or not. I had wrote a book a long time ago, never published it. I haven't finished that book because the book was, now I love I don't like to read fiction, but this is so amazing right here. Now check this out. I do not like to read fiction, but the first book I wrote was fiction. Yeah. But I'm not finished the book. The book I was writing, I used my sisters as characters, and I made them colorful. I put them in to do things that they would never do. But that was just so I love writing.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, you just write. You don't write to me. I wasn't writing to publish. And so kept telling me, that's my book, I said, well, you know, I'm going to write to publish. So once I get started... And I'm always, if something come to me, I can be driving. If something come to me, what I call my speaking from the heart come to me, I'm going to pull over or I'm going to start a light and I put my phone up on notes and I start putting it in because I'm not sure if it's going to come back again.
Right.
When the whole thing gets on the side, I say, ooh, that's a good one. I'll be like, ooh. But yeah, so I'm always writing. I mean, you can look at my phone and you'll see probably a whole book in my phone. Because I always write. And so then it's a mere of putting it all together and praying that it flows right.
Right, exactly. How did it feel for you to have your hard work show up in print and hold that book?
Oh, wow. It was like, I think it was like a dream. Like, I never really dreamed of writing a book.
Yeah.
But then to have it finished, and I said, wow, thank you, Lord. I did it, but I couldn't have did it without the Lord, but I said, I did it. So I think I was like, wow. And then I looked and my picture was on the book. I'm like, yeah. So I was excited and probably in a state of not believing it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, especially when people said, oh, you're an author. Oh, I'm an author.
You are an author. So, yes.
So it was like, it was exciting. And it was like, yeah. So I've already started on two other books.
Excellent.
Because this is going to be, it's going to be a series. Ooh. It's going to be a series. So I started on what's supposed to be my second book that's going to be released in about 6 months. But then, since what's going on in our America, in our world, I started another book called B. Fletcher Speaking from the Heart, Finding Your Place in an Unstable America.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And it's nothing dealing with politics, of course. It's just teaching you how to show up each and every day, and what role you should play. Mm-hmm. Meaning, if you wasn't sure on who to vote for, so you didn't vote, you really did vote. Right. So I'm telling you what you need to do going forward.
Yeah.
Okay, if you voted, whoever you voted for, I'm telling you what you need to do going forward. So the book is just like all my books will be. It's for everyone. It's for everyone. It's just telling you the role you need to play going forward.
Right. That's incredible. That's inspiring and exciting. And, you know, we need, We need you, obviously, but we need that kind of advice out there because it doesn't really exist. And we're sent into this world. We're not given this kind of guidance. And then, yes, we trip up. And like you were saying earlier, like we have people who do us wrong and then that carries a weight on us. And if we could just find a way to just free ourselves of that and have some healthy guidance from someone who with their life experience, we ourselves can be better. And when we are better, we make the world around us better.
Amen. Amen. Right. Because one of my favorite sayings is once we stop delivering the pain that was given to us, then we will all heal. Hashtag speaking from the heart, be Fletcher. Because think about it. As we walk through this life, we going to collect some trauma, some pain, some issues, some things that makes us stop in our track and say, God, why? Why me? Why me? Think about it. Mm-hmm. But if we can make a conscious decision, that's why I believe my book will come in handy for you to resolve those battles in your mind, the conflicts.
Yeah.
Think about it. Because think about it. What's the old saying? Hurt people hurt other people. Mm-hmm. Think about it. Yep. So if we can be healed, we can help heal other people. We can show up at our best self. Think about it. So once we stop delivering the pain that was given to us, then we're all here. And oh, what a better world it shall be.
Right.
Oh my goodness. I can't wait for that day.
And, you know what I'm saying? And you said it's like in passing, you know, I think when someone would look at you and how uplifting you are, they're like, oh, she has it so easy. And when I see you, it's like, that girl has faced something. Because I think someone who has faced challenges and hardship can rise above. Like they take the life lessons and rise above. And I'm so thankful for whatever you may have faced with a challenge or hardship. I'm so thankful that you saw that light.
Amen. Amen. Because it's like in this life, we're going to have to face many challenges and obstacles, period. Because think about this, because that's what draws us closer to God. Mm-hmm. That's what draws us closer to our faith. Think about it. Now, I told you about my child care center. I had my child care center for decades. But what really happened to the child care center, a company destroyed my child care center. Y'all can look up the information online. It was 2016. My child care center was BJ's Learning Center, 26th and Clifton. You can look it up to this day online. A big company came through, had contractors working outside my business, and they flooded my business. They told me that I had insurance, but they told me, they kept telling me, with us, we don't like to use our own insurance because we know it's going to make our premiums go up. It flooded it. You know how you can't have children, and they never paid. So that was the end of my business. So that was the end of my livelihood.
Right.
So I drew strength. But at first it's in my book. I told you about it in my book. I was mad. I was angry. And I was vengeful. I was like, it's like, you know, you're like, I don't care. I'm going to just go loco.
Right.
But then that's where you say, you know, God had to intervene. Think about it. Mm-hmm. So if I can make it through that, and to this day, don't have a regular income to this day, and I'm making six figures. Think about it. So I tell anybody, I ain't talking about what I heard. I'm talking about what I know as a fact.
Right.
God is a keeper. God is a provider. I have never went without anything, period. Thank God my home was paid for.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Because I always, when I made money, I would always save and I would always help other people. Think about it. I tell anybody, if you want to know how to live in peace, if you want to know how to get anything you've ever wanted in this lifetime, be a giver. The key to everything is in giving.
Yes.
That's the secret in giving. So God just untabulated, he done added up all the stuff, all the times when I'm giving money out in the neighborhood, all the time. And I had people that I've encountered. I'm in a store one day. A lady said, Miss Betty. And I'm looking like, I don't know who this is. But when they said, Miss Betty, I know it's one of my parents from a long time ago or somebody that was in the neighborhood. They said, when I didn't have no money to buy none of food, you would give me food. You would buy, give me money. And I'm thinking, I don't even remember that. And I promise you, I didn't even remember it. Right. Of course, all them years, they don't grow up. They don't grow older. They remember me because I was already older. You know what I'm saying? But that makes you feel good. And this was during COVID because she's like, can I hug you? Because she had to ask because I had my mask on. She had hers on. I said, yeah. But think about it. So I'm telling you, the goal, they ain't gonna remember nothing. They remember how you what you have done for them, how you made them feel. Yeah. So I said, God has just done added up everything that I don't forgot about. And he's like, pay that, faithful. Even to this day, whatever I get, I'm sharing. Mm-hmm. Whatever I get, I'm sharing. Because if I leave here today, if I leave this world never to awaken on this side, I'm good. Think about it. Each one of us, I told you, we are filled up. We have purpose. Filled up with purpose. We have purpose. Don't waste your life not knowing your purpose.
Yeah.
Because we got to stop worrying about, oh, I got this electric bill due. Oh, I don't know how I'm going to make it. Oh, you worried about that, honey? Uh-uh. Think about it. Trust in him.
Right.
I done been trusting since what? That was like 2016 when it happened.
Yeah.
So when it was finally over, probably was in 2017. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So think about it. And even the Bible said, take no thought for tomorrow. What you should put on, what you should eat. Think about it. That's God's word. So I know through my trauma, I've learned how to trust God.
Great.
I had to learn how to trust him when I can't even trace him. When I didn't even know, Lord, how did you let this happen?
Right.
Think about it.
Right.
When I'm like, oh, it's like all that I've done for the community. What's going to happen to the people in the community? If you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But God was moving them on. He was transitioning. Most of them gone. I mean, most of them passed on. I know one that I've been looking for, but she calls me auntie. Usually I come over in the neighborhood because we, you know, we still have property there. And we'll come over there like we did one day, one Sunday we did the walk around, you know, walk around praying on the land.
Mm-hmm.
So to see what you want us to do with it, blah, 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 you know what I'm saying? So, and usually I see her, but I ain't seen her in some time. So I just pray that she's all right. But yeah, but God knows and God cares. So even in our traumas, even in our downtrodden, what we think is downtrodden, said, you know, I know, Lord, God is going to get the glory over any of it.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. He said he will never leave you nor forsaken him, but we have to learn how to trust him even when we see no sign of him. Say, Lord, I know you're working it out for me in the background. Lord, I know you said you'll never leave me nor forsaken me. Lord, here I am, just as I am. Lord, I'm going to let you use me. I want to be that vessel because in my humanness, I shall fail. But if you are guiding me, Lord, every step of the way, I can't fail. No matter what,
yeah.
I can't fail. So God, as he takes care, in the Bible, he tells you how he takes care of the animals. He takes care of us.
Yeah.
You know, think about it. With the changing of the seasons, we see the beauty. We have to learn how to let those blind scales fall from our eyes and learn to see, really see. Oh, wow, look around. The beautiful trees, the changing of the seasons. I encourage each one to get out every day and walk. And just be in amazement. It doesn't matter if it's winter. Just bundle up and get out there and just look at the changing of the season. Think about it. That's beautiful. That's beauty. That's life.
Oh,
a lot of times you're just going through life like with blinders on, just doing a routine. Mm-mm. So he made me, God has me, my mom said, dad said, my dad has passed away. He passed away in 2020. But it's like God puts us in places for a reason. And my mama said, I'm glad the daycare is gone because you work 40 and 50 hours a week. Because I had people work there working for me, but I was working just as much as they were.
Of course.
I had my own classroom, or they was in the classroom, but I was there because I had to take care of the neighborhood. So I was always there. So now God had to say, enough. You ain't going to slow down. I'm going to slow you down. Mm-hmm. I'm going to slow you down. So I said, Lord, thank you. A lot of times we can't see what's up the road.
Right.
Because we're so in our trauma at the moment. We caught up in our trauma like, oh, what? What is this? But yeah. But when I let go and let God, that's when I found peace.
Oh,
that's when I was able to, nice, to wake up in peace.
Yes.
Walk through the day in peace.
Yeah.
And go to sleep in peace. Because I knew I had to trust God. And once, mm-hmm, I learned to lean and depend on him, I was good. And so that's why I say, I'm telling you, people, like times on my platform, they say, oh, people speak real hard. Oh, she's rich. No, I'm not rich. I go like this. I guess you can say I'm rich because my Heavenly Father is rich. Right. But if you're talking about monetary rich, you know how people, money in the bank, whole lot of money back and all this. No, that's not me. But think about it. But a lot of people assume, but the goal is you don't have to walk around like you, because I'm in the bloodline.
Mm-hmm.
I tell people, y'all got to say, yeah, I'm wealthy. Because my Heavenly Father is wealthy.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So I'm wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. Yes. So if you look at it like that, yes, I'm wealthy.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. So a lot of people, they think if you have a lot of followings, oh, you must have a lot of money. What is that, those followers equate to money? You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So they got to realize, you know, you have to realize it, but yeah.
Yeah.
But it's all good because, like I said, I'm in need of nothing because whatever I want, since God is my Father, he makes a way.
Right.
Who would have thought I'll be able to go and stay over a month in Italy?
That's such an amazing blessing.
So think about that. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so God has let me do stuff that I guess people said rich folks would do. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
But God did it. So yeah. what people have to realize is whatever you're in need of, whatever you desire in this life, stop trying to figure it out. If you want to do it, just say, Lord, you know I want to do this.
Yeah.
And God will make a way. God will put, you have people in your life that they'll bless you. Oh, you want to go? Okay. Here it is. Let's go. You go. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So think about it. So if I'm telling you, but you got to learn how to lean, depend, and trust him.
Yeah, and I think often when someone has like a dream, they get overwhelmed, they get confused, they don't know how to start, they don't know how to pursue it. And like with what you're saying, just have faith in it.
Mm-hmm. Right. You have to have faith. But I know they said, oh, but what if I wasn't raised to be a believer? I tell them this. I said, you better be believing in something other than yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. A lot of times, you know, like a lot of times they said, well, I worship whoever, Buddha, I'm Buddha. I don't run down nobody's belief system. Because if I would have been raised being a Buddhist, that's what I've been being. Think about it. Or whatever else. Mm-hmm. The Jehovah's Witness or whatever else.
Right.
Whatever else. So but you have to, it starts with you. It has to start with you healing yourself within, knowing, mm-hmm, that you are worthy. Think about it. If once you fix the broken places in your life, then you'll realize the sky is not the limit for you. But you got to heal those broken places.
Right. Who knew we were going to church today? This is amazing. So what's ahead for you in this upcoming year?
Well, of course, my books, because my book is a series. This is going to be a series of books. That's what's ahead for me. And I have established my website, because if you already have my the B. Fletcher Speaking from the Heart, because if you click on B. Fletcher's www, he's going to say coming soon. So getting that up and running,
yeah,
and to be intentional on getting my books out in a timely manner. But, I don't want to have them too close where it's going to overshadow the first one.
Right.
So that's what I'm working on. And I'll be doing book signs.
Excellent.
I think I'll have one lined up soon, which is like in April. So my sister told me to go on and sign up for it. So I'm going to be shouting out about that. So I'm pretty sure April will be my first book signing. Woo-hoo. And so I'm excited about that. It's going to be in Nashville, Tennessee. Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. So my goal is I'm praying in the mighty name of Jesus. I want my book sales to take off so that I can do book signings all over the world. Oh. That's my goal. All over the world.
It's going to happen.
I know it is. It's going to happen. And I told, when I was in Italy, you know, it was so amazing. I stayed we stayed different places, but one place was owned by a family, and they can speak English, and we weren't speaking Italian to do any good. But I told them, when I come back, I'm going to be speaking real affluent. So every night I've been working on my Italian, because I was just like, I knew I was going, but I wasn't working on it like I should have been working on it.
Sure.
So now I'm committed. And the son, he's 13 years old. He was like, you know, we was doing our phones translating. And he was like, will you come back? And then I shook my head. Yeah, I come back. And then my friend girl, one of my best friends, that's who I was traveling with, she was like, now you gotta come back. I said, you know what? I'm gonna come back. And I'm gonna come back before he gets grown. I'm gonna come back. So that's my goal. I told her, me and her, we're going back. So that's why So we're definitely, we ain't gonna stay a whole month.
Right.
But we're gonna go back. We're gonna go back. And I told her, I wanna stay there. That was a town called Martina Franca.
Ooh.
So we're gonna stay in that town. But we had to rent a car. And so my friend girl was driving. So that was a challenge too.
I bet it was.
but everybody, the goal is just to live. Live before you die. Show up every day being alive and desiring to live and desiring to be the best that you can be and to put your best foot forward each and every day. Mm-hmm. And don't let the negative naysayers, the doubting Thomases get in your head. Yes. You tell yourself, I am an overcomer through Jesus Christ. Nothing can stop me. I am unstoppable.
And if someone wants to find more about you, how can they find you?
Okay, if somebody wants to find out more about me, all they have to do is just go to Facebook, any other social media platform. I think I'm on all of them. Just put in Betty Fletcher, B. Fletcher Speaking from the Heart. If you put in Betty Fletcher, whatever my other names are, Betty Bling and Boss, all that will pop up. And don't forget, go to Amazon.
Amazon, get the book.
Exactly. Get the book. B. Fletcher Speaking from the Heart, Beginning Anew. And I pray that it will bless you the day you read it till you finish and till you just keep it as a tool. I love, in books, I love marking them up and writing notes and everything. Yeah. Thank you so much. I enjoyed being here. I'm so grateful. I know it took us a while, me all over the place.
That's all right. You have things going on. I completely understand. Grateful.
I'm so grateful that I finally made it here.
I'm so grateful for you. I'm grateful that you listened to God. I'm grateful that you rose up from the challenges and your willingness to share this amazing message that you bring to so many, because there's so many hurt people out there who are struggling and scared, and I really feel in my heart that you give them hope.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
That's it with B. Fletcher. I think this is a true testimony of what can happen when you cast any fear aside and listen to the whispers that come to us. Be sure to check her out on social media. She is expanding her presence on YouTube, so I'm excited to see what she has in store for everyone. In our next episode, we talk with entrepreneur and owner of Cheese Louise, a hidden gem that is a fan favorite of locals in Northwest Wisconsin.
I don't feel like I was ever taught that trade schools were a viable option. It always just felt like, you know, you go to high school, then you go to a 4-year college, you get your degree, you go work, or you keep going and get higher degrees. That was pretty much like and maybe I was just naive and didn't listen about the tech school stuff, but that just seemed like the only path forward. So I tried it, didn't work out, but I finally found the way that I learn best, and that's with my hands.
And that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for being here and listening. Be sure to be kind to you when you're kind to yourself. It is easier to be kind to others. This episode was produced and edited by Girl Boss Productions.